To support spiritual growth and planetary survival, Rabbi Gabriel Cousins, MD, and Reverend Michael Beckwith, PhD, co-hosted the Juice Fast for Peace at Reverend Beckwith's Agape International Spiritual Center in Culver City, California, USA, during the first week of March 2009. The event was organized to help participants end their addiction to meat and other animal products in order to support their own personal and spiritual growth, while also acting to ensure planetary survival by reducing the emissions of greenhouse gases from the animal industry. On March 7, 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to attend via video conference to answer the participants' questions and concerns about the damaging impact the meat diet has on the environment and human health. Born from a deep concern for the future of the planet, Dr. Cousins, a vegan, began his Juice Fast for Peace series partnering with Reverend Beckwith in Culver City, with plans to offer them across the United States and the world to help people end their addiction to meat. According to Dr. Cousins, by consuming green juices during the fast, people lose the cellular memory of addictive flesh foods, dairy and eggs, thus making it easier to transition to a plant-based diet. He is both a general medical practitioner and a psychiatrist who developed early in his career a fascination for understanding how the mind affects the body and how the body and the food we feed it affects the mind. He was the chief mental health consultant for the Sonoma County Head Start in California and a consultant on the California State Department of Health. He is a holistic medical doctor who incorporates homeopathy, live food nutrition, Ayurveda, naturopathy, acupuncture as part of his healing modality. Another core aspect of his approach to wellness and healing is a recognition that our purpose in life is to awaken to the divine. For the next several decades, he devoted his research to finding out how all body types could create a healthy balance and obtain all proper nutrition on a living foods diet. He has authored many books summarizing his findings over the years, such as Depression Free for Life and There is a Cure for Diabetes. For over 20 years, Dr. Cousins has been leading and perfecting green juice fasts, in which only juices made predominantly from green vegetables are consumed. His goal is to help people become cured of supposedly incurable diseases, such as diabetes and drug and alcohol addiction, while also helping us clear our thoughts and reflect upon our true nature as the children of God. Reverend Michael Beckwith, a vegan, has stated that our purpose on the planet is to wrap our consciousness around the divine treasure within us. He uplifted the fasting participants with daily inspirational talks. He is one of the featured teachers in the international best-selling book and movie, The Secret. His spiritual journey began in the 1970s, where his exploration of Eastern and Western teachings led to his own style of teaching, referred to as the New Thought Ancient Wisdom spiritual tradition. It was his vision of a non-denominational spiritual community that led to the founding of the Agape International Spiritual Center in 1986, which seeks to bring all people together into one human family unified in a core value of peace and the spiritual origin of all beings. Each week, around 9,000 people come to hear him speak at the Agape Center. He proactively works alongside other global peacemakers, including the Dalai Lama, and has also been featured on Oprah, an international U.S.-based daytime talk show, and interviewed on Larry King Live by one of the premier broadcast interviewers of our time. We invite you now to join part three of our four-part series witnessing this peaceful and uplifting dialogue between Supreme Master Ching Hai, Reverend Michael Beckwith, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and the participants of the first Juice Fast for Peace in Culver City, California on March 7, 2009.
Hi, my name is Nature. Thank you for your work and your inspiration and your love.
Hi, love.
And scientists are telling us now the reductions in CO2 emissions will take over 1,000 years to bring about planetary cooling. So it seems that we need to do something immediately to cool the planet. On Supermaster Television, you have reported that Prince Charles has called for an immediate halt to rainforest destruction and that NASA and climatologist Jim Hansen has urged for the reduction of carbon soot, black carbon.
Right.
Other IPCC scientists you have interviewed, such as Dr. Kirk Smith, have said reducing methane by going vegan is the fastest way to halt global warming. Can you help us to understand how each of these approaches slows global warming and how you think reducing animal products compares to halting rainforest destruction and halting carbon soot?
Okay, my love. All the things that you mentioned above are necessary. Preserving the rainforest, stopping the carbon pollution, and being vegan. Yeah. But being vegan is our top priority because, as I have also mentioned a little bit before, that this provides the most immediate cooling through actions that can be taken by individuals because we are a big group on the planet, you see. Carbon removal is also good and acts fairly quickly, but being veg is something that every single person in the world can do and immediately. Whereas changing carbon technologies will simply take much longer and we don't have time. In an interview with Supreme Master Television, Dr. Hansen indicated his agreement with this concept, saying, "We would also reduce the carbon dioxide somewhat by means of going back to more natural vegetarian type of diet, as opposed to having meat diets. So that is the biggest single thing in terms of our personal lifestyle we could change in order to help solve the climate problem. Just leave one piece of meat and we have everything else as it is right now, and more later on, as the forest will regain its strength and grow back to lush for the situation again and then attract more rains and protect the soil and cool the planet. As I said already, CO2 will linger too long, up to 10,000 years in the atmosphere, but methane dissipate quickly. And the most factor that contribute to our global warming right now is methane. And methane come from livestock rising. Do you see my logic? Yes? Okay, good. So if we cut the methane, the planet cool down quick. If we cut CO2 and still keep the methane, then it doesn't help much. Besides, we cannot cut CO2 that quick, because we don't have other technology invention right now to replace the one that we are having. How many electric cars you see running on your United States street yet? How many? Maybe 1, 2, 3. Huh? How much CO2 does it cut? Not much. But the methane pollution came from livestock raising. So if we stop that, no more heating. No more heating of the planet. Because if we stop livestock raising, that means stop also forest clearance. Because most of forest clearance is for planting stuff for animals. So we water the plant from the root is the best. If we cut meat diet, everything else cut. No more transportation for meat, no more deep freeze for meat, no more manure runoff into our rivers and contaminate our river. And because of that, we have to use more chemical to clean it, so we just give more and more chemical into our body. And then if no more meat, then no more forest clearing. Then we don't even need to plant trees that much. The forest will recover itself, as we have seen in some area. Just leave it alone, nature will take care, truly. All we do is just work with nature, and nature will take care of everything. God doesn't put us on this planet to die. God provides everything already. It's just we overspend. We do not heed the advice of the Bible. In the Bible, God say, "I made all the herbs in the field, plants that bear fruit. That shall be your food. I made also all the plants for the animals. That shall be their food." God never say, "I made animal for you to eat." It's so clear, I wonder why nobody saw it. God even say, "Do not kill all the she-goat and the he-bullock to make offering to me, because your hand is full of innocent blood. repent yourself. Do not kill any more innocent lives. Otherwise, if you pray, I turn my head away from you. No? Are there such thing in the Bible?
Yes, it's in the Bible.
Reverend, tell me. I'm not making it up.
I think it was Isaiah.
Absolutely, you've quoted it, absolutely. The rabbi just told us it was Isaiah.
Wow, he knows it by heart. But I know it's there because I read it when I was young. I was a kid. I read the Bibles. I sleep with it. I don't probably remember as much as the reverend does, but I do know. I do know that God do not tell us to eat meat. He say meat for the belly, belly for the meat. God shall destroy both meat and them. Do not be among meat eater and alcohol drinkers. Not to be among them even, not to talk about being one ourselves. So in all kind of direction, religious, scientific, and health, meat is a no-no. So from now on, we have to realize that. And please tell everybody else. I know you know it already. Please, just don't be just a vegetarian. Be a heroic vegetarian. Be out there. Tell people. Do something. I need your help. Thank you.
Fantastic advice.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth, to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage. Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
Hello, I'm honored to be in this exchange, and it's an opportunity that I enjoy.
Hi, love.
My name is Ray Fred.
Hi.
Many people say that we can just stop eating beef and we can switch to chicken and fish instead and lower our emissions. What would you respond to somebody considering that as a choice?
You agree to that, sir?
No, I just hear a lot of it. How would I respond to someone who is going that route?
Switching to anything at all other than a purely plant-based diet will not really help at all. This is because of all the things I mentioned above, and first of all, eating both fish and chicken does not significantly reduce the global warming at all. Eating chicken, for example, chickens that are grown for food are a huge source of antibiotic arsenic poison and fertilizer runoff, which increases pollution and global warming effects. For example, in the United States alone, the Centers for Disease Control report that 76 million cases of foodborne illnesses are reported each year, with poultry, the chicken that you mentioned, triggering more cases than any other food group even. Sometimes these are also life-threatening, or they can leave permanent damage in the person. So there really is no reduced cost for eating something like chicken. As for fish, overfishing of the seas has already resulted in imbalances such as the so-called dead zones everywhere in the sea that do not support life. Dead zone is the area of sea sometimes as big as Texas, that no life in there at all, no fish, no shrimp, nothing live in there because there's no oxygen. The reason is overfishing. You see, there's another condition called acidification, where the lack of certain fish has contributed to higher ocean acidity, which in turn reduces the capacity of the ocean to absorb CO2. And the ocean is a very complex ecosystem, where every living thing has a unique function. So removing even a small fish for humans to eat creates an imbalance in the sea. In fact, we are already seeing an effect of this imbalance on marine mammals. As the ocean became warmer and warmer and more acidic, more toxins are present in the water. The whales and the dolphins are thus being driven from the ocean as conditions worsen. They are suffocating them. Sometimes hundreds at a time, they're, you know, dying on the beach because they cannot tolerate this, you know, toxic condition in the seawater anymore. What do we think? Why the dolphin and the whale beach on the sand? You think they go there for vacation? See, they die hundreds at a time because they cannot suffer anymore. The water in which they live, water means life to them, but now water become poison. So they had to go out. They go out, they die. They stay in the water, they die. They come to the beach, but it doesn't help them either. They die either way. So even though fish and chicken may not have the obvious carbon impact that other animals do, everything is interconnected. And there's no way to say that consuming these things result in lower carbon price to the earth at all.
Thank you.
And, yes, sir. And, you know, according to scientific research, chickens are very intelligent. They have DNA almost like human. And fish as well. Have been proven that fish also intelligent. They communicate with each other. They can talk. They led a very, very organized, very, very intelligent life. Even ants are talking to each other according to new scientific discovery. They talk to each other in such inaudible languages that is recorded by the sophisticated scientific apparatus. So even ants, they're intelligent. Look at the way they build their city and their palace. We could not do that compared to our size. They're building, you know, like a skyscraper by their own hand only. But they talk to each other even. Even ants talk to each other. Fish talk to each other. They do lead intelligent life, and they all have souls, consciousness in them. Anything God puts on earth is for a purpose. We should not kill anything. We should not eat anything except plant-based diet.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption.
bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for your leadership.
Thank you.
The human condition is to feel separate, yet our souls are perfect. How do you suggest to align more with the perfect spirit instead of the human conditions?
Yes, yes, yes. Good question, good question. That's why you have the yoga class over there. Yes. The doctor and the reverend is teaching you how to be aligned again with yourself, with your great self, because you are great. You are not the human who sit there and looking helpless and feeling you don't know anything. You know everything. As long as you connect yourself again with the storehouse of wisdom and switch back on your great almighty power, then you're one with God again. Of course, we have forgotten. That's why we need to meditate. We need to retrain ourselves for a while. After a while, you will know that. You are that. You are one with God. You will see yourself not as a body, but as brilliant light like thousand suns. You can see yourself like Almighty, one with the whole universe. You will see all that and more. But we need to reconnect ourselves in one way or another. If you have found a way to reconnect yourself through yoga, prayers, anything, that's good. Please continue to do so. Everything will help you along the way to rediscover your great self. You are truly great, and I'm not telling you this to make you happy. I'm telling you this because I know it. I know it like I know my nose here. Now, we can feel connected, at least in the beginner step. We have to remember what this heavenly quality is like. Okay, loving, selfless, unconditional caring for others. We begin to do that. Unconditional love, caring, begin on our table, on our plate. Love in action, okay? We don't kill others because they all love to live. We don't kill others, especially now, even because we want to save a place for our children. If we love our children, that's the way we do. Even if we lay down our lives for them, it's worth it. Not to talk about just lay down that piece of meat, which is poisonous anyway. We should not kill animals for food, because that's not the way intended by heaven. So let's begin from that. See, we live a heavenly quality life, then we are one with heaven. Very simple. Every time you do something, you start thinking, would a heavenly being do this? Yes? How would Jesus do this in my situation? How would Buddha do this in my situation? How would the Prophet Muhammad decide this moment, this action? How would heavenly being look down upon and approve my action? And every day, everything you do, if you feel doubt, you ask yourself that question. Remind yourself always of the heavenly quality. That's how you connect with heaven first. And then if you want to go more further, then you seek a guidance of a meditation expert. And you go deeper inside your great self and know more and more each day. And then from that inner knowledge, you translate into outward action. And then you will be a walking God, a breathing angel, a physical blessing to this planet. There's no separation. We're all connected, even to a mosquitoes and ants. So only God knows who is truly bad, who is truly good, and who is really our enemies and who is really not. If we don't know yet, then we aspire to know. First, we have to live the life of heaven. That is, live and let live, love and forgive. Very simple. We are all connected. Okay, you will feel that. You will know that in time, or you already know it, or you know half of it, you know some of it. You will know more as you meditate more and seek deeper the true answer within yourself. Everything you have inside you. I'm only talking scientifically, physically, but you are the one who knows everything. You have all the knowledge inside imprinted in your DNA, in your being, in your soul. You know everything. You are part of God. You are children of God. Jesus told you that. Would he lie to us? Huh? And Buddha said, you are the future Buddha. Would he lie to us? No. Why would he? Okay. If you are children of God, then you must know you are at least similar to God. Think about that. You are great. If you are not God, at least you are children of God. If you are children of the king, then you are prince and princess. Do you understand the greatness of your being? You are children of God. Please act like one. Thank you so much. You are kind.
Thank you very much for your beautiful sharing. Thank you very much for your beautiful sharing.
You inspired me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And may we all be successful in helping the world wake up to a vegan way of life and bringing in the messianic time rather than a messy time.
See, the Reverend and you tell them that every day already.
It's good to have a third opinion.
It's true, it's true.
They can hear it in another way.
It's true, yes. It's the same soup with just a different spoon, hey?
Right.
I'm glad that you are so kind and so graceful, you know.
But you remember, there's so many people around the world listening to this dialogue and feeling the vibration of all of these wonderful heroes sitting in this room. And so it's not just the people in the room. It's the people, all that you've connected us by satellite to millions of people. And they're going to feel the same love and the same commitment and the same heroic endeavor to be transformed by the renewing of their mind and their commitment to be better. All of that is happening in this small tent, so we appreciate you giving yourself for this.
We appreciate your kind presence on Words of Wisdom. Join us again Friday for part 4 of Juice Fast for Peace. Models of Success is coming up next, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. Farewell and God bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.